Jason Waller here, True Underdog Podcast and YouTube channel. Listen, make sure you subscribe today. You can go to iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You can go to our YouTube channel, True Underdog, or you can visit trueunderdog.com and subscribe to all of it.
Damn, 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 True Underdog. Damn, damn, unleash damn. The power within. Damn, damn.
Jason Waller, True Underdog Podcast host here. Really excited about today's Underdog Bites. I love the haters. What does that mean to you? Why would someone say they love the haters? Why? What does that mean? I'll tell you what it means to me. It means that I need fuel. It means that if I just won all the time and everybody kissed my ass all the time and everybody told me I was great all the time, what would I be hungry for? What would I be out to prove? You know, we need to struggle in order to survive. We need to have obstacles and issues to overcome in order to gain strength. And we need haters. Now, haters come in all different sizes, flavors, colors, you name it. A hater could be a family member. Says, oh, Sonny boy, you can't do that. There's no way you'll ever be able to go to, you're not going to go to that school. You're not going to be able to be a doctor. You're not going to play professional sport. No, you can't open a business, son. You can't. It could be a family member. It could be a peer. It could be a friend. No, man, I don't think that would be good for you. I don't think you can do that. I don't think that you can succeed doing that. I wouldn't do that if I were you. It could be a sibling. Man, you can't do that. You're not, there's no way you're going to be able to do that. I couldn't do that. There's no way you can do that. It could be a spouse. A spouse could be a hater. You know, they could get envious and be like, no, you can't do that. That would be a waste of time. Anybody that tells you that you can't or that you shouldn't, they're hating. If it's something you want to do, if it's something you believe in, if it's something that you strive to be a part of, nobody should tell you no. You know, I did an episode recently called Create Your Own Map. It's a chapter in my book. The second chapter is Love Your Haters. You need them. Now, you shouldn't go out on a mission just to prove them wrong. You should always stick to your why of what it is you want to accomplish in life and where you want to go and what you want to do. There's a mission. You know, you want to empower and serve others. You want to do big and great things. But you're like a vehicle and you're creating your own map and road and you need fuel. And that fuel is all the naysayers, the complainers, the whiners, the bitchers, the one that make all the excuses of, oh, my life sucks because of this person, or oh, my life sucks because they did this, or because of my race or age or gender, or you name it, they've got every excuse in the book of why they didn't do anything. My family's poor. I'm not smart. Every obstacle they put in front of them, they struggle with. The truth is that if you don't look at anything as obstacles and you don't hate on yourself and you use the fuel of other people hating on you, you can utilize that to start gaining some momentum. You can start to win, get small wins every single day, you know, accomplish your goals slowly but surely. You know, people like to set their goals so high that they're almost unobtainable. You know, that's hard to get from A to Z. You got all the other rest of the alphabet you've got to hit. It's hard to get to the 100th floor. You got to go through all the other floors, the other steps. It's the same in life. It's the same in business. It's the same in relationship. It's the same in your mission, why you're here. Everybody has a gift. Everybody can really try and accomplish whatever it is they want to accomplish. On a reasonable effective, you can't limit yourself by what people say. People will always try to hold you down. I've seen it all over the place. It still happens today. I love it. I get excited about it. I know that's wrong. I get jacked. When people talk shit about me, at least they're talking about me, right? They're not talking about themselves. They're not better than themselves. They're worried about me. That's called winning. Now, I don't go out and just go, I'm going to prove all of them wrong and I'm going to do all this. No, I'm going to do all this because I want to. But along the way, It's a big ass billboard. It says just winning. It's flashing that they have to drive by and see all the time. And why is that? Well, because they're paying attention to me and I'm focused on my map and my goals. And as I'm getting those wins, I'm like, I hear some of those voices. Oh, you can't. Makes me push. Rather than give 110% today, I'm going to give 120% today because that son of a bitch told me I couldn't. Oh, you'll never be able to do that. There's no way you can open a business. You didn't even go to college. Now I'm going to give it 130%. Oh, you can't do home security. Now I'm going to give 140%. You see here, every single time you hear the voice, you hear those doubters. Even if you don't achieve your ultimate goals, that's okay. You still fucking tried. What did they do? But talk shit about you. You know what their life is? Worrying about you. Talking shit about you. Talking about what you can and can't do. Rather than worried about themselves. It's crazy. I mean, just hand them a fucking mirror. Just say, look, this, you got to look at yourself, dude. Why are you worried about me? But I wouldn't even give them that. I wouldn't even give them that satisfaction. I would focus on my goals and be like a racehorse. Have the blinders on where I'm only looking in front of me. But I'm making sure that they're in the stands watching. I'm making sure that they're paying attention. I'm making sure that everything they said I can't do, slowly I'm going to continue to just chip that away and they're going to have to eat their words. They're not going to eat their words because they're going to go, hey, look at me. I don't have to do that. They're going to eat their words by converting to a fan or they're going to eat their words by continuing to talk shit. You know, you see someone lose a lot of weight. Someone starts, oh, they lost that weight because they did this and this and this. That's a hater. You see someone get in shape, they got buff. Oh, they're probably doing steroids. You don't know. That's a hater. You see someone coming to money. Maybe they're breaking the law. That's a hater. Why not be happy for people? Why not look in the mirror and go, you know what? I want success and I want everyone I care about and around me to be successful. Why would you want people to fail? Now I'm talking to you haters out there listening. Why would you want people to fail? This show's not for you. I'm talking shit about you. You need to jump back on the train of being a positive. I talk about there are three element groups that we fall into. And they said we can move throughout our lives. But one is being that positive motivator, that coach or want to be coached, and the entrepreneur and the dreamer and the believer. And you don't have to be super successful to be in category one. You just need to do what you want to do. You need to be able to have control of your life. You need to be able to not let that outside noise slow you down. And you need to be positive and want success around you. You want people to succeed. You want to be around happy people. You don't want to be around cancer. You don't want to be around people just talk shit. You want to be around positive vibes and energy. That is category one. Category two, I talk about all the time, is the intimidated. They fall back like Homer Simpson back into the weeds. They get nervous. They get scared. They don't really hate. They're on the borderline of hate and the borderline of being positive. They're just very intimidated and they don't know what to do. And we all know those people. And then they disconnect themselves from you. And you feel like if you're in category one, what did I do wrong? Why aren't they talking to me no more? And they feel like they're just outgrown me. Like they think they're better than me. And they start to doubt themselves. And then they usually go from two to three. And category three is the hater, the complainer, the whiner, the bitcher, the one who makes excuses for everything. And you guys know who you are. And I'm asking you, either you could stay there and everybody in category one is going to continue to flourish and you can watch them, or you can walk across the line and change your mindset. You can change your mindset from being a hater or someone who's intimidated to start making change, to start putting a play in action, to start making moves, to start making effects in life that you want, helping people around you, empowering people, serving people. Doing something better and bigger than yourself. Don't fucking just talk about it. Be about it. Do something great in life. Why do you sit there and want to talk shit about people all the time? Now, I know we're always going to have those. And I know people are going to get immature and they're going to do that. And that's fine. I told you, I love it. More people talk shit, the better. I love that stuff. But some people don't love that stuff. And I'm telling you, if you don't love it and you let it bother you, don't. Use it as fuel. They're wasting their energy worried about you in a bad way, not a good way. There's a difference of somebody saying, hey, you really shouldn't go do drugs, or hey, you really shouldn't go and break the law or cheat on your spouse. Like, that's somebody who cares and is telling you, hey, stay between the buoys and get your shit together. But somebody telling you you can't be successful, or you can't try an opportunity that you feel like you can do, or that you can't go to a level in life that you want, that's a hater. And so today, the listeners, you get to choose. What group are you in? Are you a hater? Or are you a dreamer? Are you intimidated? Who are you? What are you going to do next with your life? How are you going to make an impact? Every single day we get up, that noise is going to be there every morning when you wake up. They're going to be there talking shit. They're going to be there bright-eyed, worried about what you're doing, following you on social media, not liking your shit. My advice is don't pay attention to it. Don't even get on social media, except when you go to post and promote yourself. That's it. You don't need to go and look at other people's stuff. You don't need to go in there worried about what Timmy's doing or Johnny's doing or Mary's doing or Lucy's doing. There's no reason. You need to worry about yourself. You need to focus on yourself and your family, what's important in your circle. You don't need to be worried about everybody else. Let everybody else worry about everybody else. For once, worry about yourself. And I'm asking you to take that vehicle, you being the vehicle, and you're creating your own map. Take that noise and use it as fuel. Let it motivate you. Let it push you to the next level. Let it, when you feel like quitting, you're like, nah, I'm not going to quit. I'm going to give an extra. You know, every single day, if you can give 1% more, 1% more today than I gave yesterday, that's 30% more in a month. That's 365% more at the end of the year. Push yourself 1% more every day. Use those haters and that noise and those blocks, that outside influence, the people trying to hold you down. They're demons. Let them be demons. Don't listen to that noise. Get away from them. But use that to push the extra 1% every single day. Don't quit on yourself. Don't shortchange yourself. Know your value. Know that you are something special. It doesn't matter what's in your bank account. It doesn't matter about your education. It doesn't matter about your race, gender, any of that stuff. What matters is that you have a gift and you are special. But what are you going to do with that? How are you going to empower people? Don't let the outside world that can be nasty hold you down. Be stronger than that. Dig deep. Find momentum. I talk to people all the time on the podcast. I've been through all kinds of things, from sex trafficking to physical abuse to, I mean, you name it. And they're strong individuals that knew that they had a gift and they saw the light at the end of the darkness. I'm asking you, see that light. Open that wall and see more of that light. Walk to it. Don't be scared. Don't sit back in the mud and listen to people. Listen to what your intuition and heart wants. Don't listen to everybody else. This is your life. This is your choice. And every time they say something, follow it up, save a note, use that as that fuel. 1% more, 1% more. What did that prick say? 1% more. What did she just say? 1% more. What did my pal? Yep, keep just adding it up. That's what I'm challenging each and every one of you to do right now. Not one day, day one. It starts today. How are you going to push 1% more than yesterday? How are you going to utilize all those haters and negative energy as a positive thing for fuel? And start challenging yourself every day to do that. And that's it for the Underdog Bites. Love the haters. Bam!
And that concludes another episode here on True Underdog. If you're interested in hearing more, make sure you subscribe at iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or the YouTube channel. You can always visit trueunderdog.com, subscribe to all of them. Make sure you check out our newest episodes coming out on Mondays and Thursdays. True Underdog, baby.
Damn, True Underdog. Damn, unleash the power.